Welcome to the Journal of Digital Health and Advanced Biomaterials audio series. In this episode, we present Damiana Maria Ferdinandi Coelho's article, From Salutogenic Resources to Objective Stress Phenotyping in University Students, Sense of Coherence, Lifestyle, and Physiological Measurement. The article examines how sense of coherence, lifestyle, and objective physiological stress measurement may be integrated in research involving university students. The central argument is that student stress should not be interpreted only through psychological questionnaires or isolated biological measurements. Instead, the field needs multimodal approaches that connect salutogenic resources, behavioral patterns, and physiological signals within the same methodological framework. The review highlights sense of coherence as an important psychosocial resource. Students with stronger sense of coherence tend to show healthier lifestyle profiles and better mental health indicators. However, the article cautions that sense of coherence should not be treated as a biomarker or as a direct physiological measure. A key contribution of the paper is its distinction among three levels of evidence. Direct evidence supports associations between sense of coherence, lifestyle, and mental health in university students. Parallel evidence shows that wearable devices, sleep metrics, heart rate variability, respiratory signals, and salivary biomarkers can help characterize physiological stress. Integrative inference then proposes how these domains may be combined in future research without overstating causal certainty. The article also emphasizes that objective measurement is not automatically objective in a scientific sense. Wearable-derived data require transparent reporting of device type, acquisition conditions, signal processing, stress label definition, and analytical pipeline. The paper also warns against treating proprietary commercial scores, such as generalized stress or readiness indicators, as equivalent to transparent physiological endpoints. Salivary biomarkers are discussed with similar caution. Cortisol and related salivary measures may contribute useful biological information, but their interpretation depends on strict pre-analytical control. Collection time, circadian rhythm, food intake, caffeine use, oral conditions, medication, physical activity, sleep, and sample handling can all influence results. The review therefore proposes a more disciplined research agenda. Future studies should prioritize temporal alignment between questionnaires and physiological acquisition, clear stress label definition, separation between transparent endpoints and proprietary scores, rigorous salivary protocols, device and pipeline transparency, and realistic attention to participant burden and adherence. One of the most important messages of the article is methodological restraint. The goal should not be to collect the largest possible number of signals. Rather, the strongest designs may be those that combine a small set of interpretable measures, such as sense of coherence, selected lifestyle variables, one transparent sleep or cardiorespiratory endpoint, and one biological marker within the same observation window. The conclusion is clear. The current literature does not yet demonstrate a validated causal chain linking sense of coherence directly to physiological biomarkers. What it does support is a careful, reproducible, and translationally interpretable framework for future multimodal research. Rather than equating technology with certainty, this article argues for methodological transparency, conceptual precision, and cautious integration of psychosocial, behavioral, and physiological evidence. This was the audio summary of Damiana Maria Ferdinandi Coelho's article, published in the Journal of Digital Health and Advanced Biomaterials. Thank you for listening.